Well, welcome back to another episode of our Women's Month podcast. Ladies, we are so honored to have you, Pastor Corgi, and we have Minister Kalisha with us today. So welcome, ladies. It's quite an exciting topic where we speak about celebrating success. So quite excited to hear what you guys have in store for us.
Well, thank you for having us, Tess. It's an absolute privilege to be here. And greetings in the name of Jesus. It's a privilege for me to share the platform with my baby.
Yes, yeah, mother and daughter combo.
Yeah. That's so beautiful. I think just to start us off, we will be speaking a little bit about success and how we kind of get into it on a day-to-day. But let's maybe start off on asking, how do you actually define success? What is it?
Interesting. You know, like what really is success? To me, success is basically keeping your eye on the stars and your feet on the ground.
Sure.
You know, it's like when you celebrate the little successes in life. Success is like laughter.
Yeah.
It's pointless having success and you don't laugh.
Yeah.
You know, Proverbs 16 verse 3 tell us, commit your ways to the Lord, and he shall make your plans to succeed.
Yeah.
Success is all about growing as a person.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like making the difference in your world. Like continuously learning, making consistent progress, tackling challenges head on.
Yeah.
You know, and pushing boundaries. And this is what we try to do, like me, you know, as a mother, to empower my daughter to push boundaries, because like success is a journey, you know, it brings like that profound sense of accomplishment, yet it's also so self-fulfilling, which contributes so significantly to our overall happiness in life. And those who have achieved success or who are currently working to achieve maybe their greatest desires in their life or in their career.
Yeah.
They've known that success is kind of taste to the mouth, you know. It kind of gives you flavor. Yet, when we want success, we also want to live a life of significance.
Yeah.
To me, success without significance is really like a pot of curry without salt. And individuals often have different understanding of what success means to them. To me, success is walking in the ways of God. And the Bible says, fear the Lord your God, walk in his ways and love him. And don't just love God. You love God with your total being. You know, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 tells us, love God with your total being. And success is a term that means different things to different people.
Yeah.
For some, success may mean reaching a certain level of financial stability or professional achievement. In contrast, for others, success may mean having a fulfilling personal life, or maybe just impacting the world. But for some, it may mean just getting through the day.
Sure.
Maybe just to get through your treatment for the day.
Sure.
Success is different things to different people.
Yeah.
So whatever it may mean to you, I just like to say, once you have arrived, don't burn down the bridge.
Yeah.
Because somebody else needs to cross it. Because we're all on a different journey in life. And we are in different stages of our life.
Yeah. That was quite the definition. So thank you for that. I think you've elaborated on every area of success. Maybe we can speak to why is it important to celebrate both your big and your small wins.
Okay, I'll take that one.
Tag team, yeah.
Yeah, we'll tag team it. So
there's something so profound about celebrating both your big and your small wins. Mm. You know, it's fantastic to celebrate the job that you get in 5 years' time, but also celebrate the small projects that get you through on a monthly basis, weekly basis, that propel you to your destiny, you know. We're so hard on ourselves when we make small mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, why did I say that? Why did I do that? Why did I walk like that? Mm. But we never give ourselves credit when we have small wins.
Yeah.
You know, we're so quick to condemn ourselves when we have the small mistakes, but we don't realize that the small wins are really the things that keep ourselves going.
Mm.
You know, waking up in the morning, completing the project, you know, saying hi to somebody, making their day. There's so many things that we do on a daily basis that really contribute to our wins.
Mm.
And it's not only that, it also contributes to your mental health, your mental well-being.
Yeah.
It keeps you going. It changes the projection of your day.
Yes.
There was a book that was written about the power of habit. And, you know, I don't know if you guys know Febreze. It's the air freshener company in America. And they started by doing an odorless kind of thing. Spray, and it was supposed to, a spray. And it was supposed to just eradicate the odors in your house. But people weren't buying it. It was like a completely stagnant product until they added a scent to it.
Yeah.
And the scent was a receptive factor in people's brains to say, like, something is happening.
Mm.
And that's how our brain recognizes the things that happen and our small wins. Mm. And that's how our brain really projects us to go forward.
Sure, yeah.
So you spoke a lot about success and how it's important to celebrate the small wins, and not just let them go, right?
Yeah.
Because many of us, I guess, do that. You're like, I'll celebrate when it's a bigger win.
I'm guilty of that.
I am. Why are you?
like Alicia said, you know, you said it, you only want to celebrate the big wins, like when you get a new job or when you get, you know, promoted. Or whatever, but I mean, just finishing a small project at work, it takes you so much of time to do it, but yet you don't celebrate it. Mm. You just want to celebrate. So,
I am guilty. Sure. I don't know why we do this as people, but I think let's just zoom in on this moment, Kalisha, as you've said. I want to know, right? So I want to know the tea. How were you celebrated by mom growing up? And why was it important, do you feel, that you were celebrated? What did it do for you to be celebrated by your parents? And what do you think maybe like if a person is not celebrated, what is the effect of that?
Mm. Yeah, that's a good one.
We're a big celebratory family.
Okay.
Every birthday, no doubt. We have a cake in the morning.
We celebrate.
Yes, we do. There's a cake in the morning. You cut the cake. Everybody sings. Yes. You take pictures.
In pajamas and everything.
Whether it's pajamas or you're ready for the day,
it
happens in the morning, always.
Okay.
Love it.
So birthdays are a big thing for us.
Yeah.
And I think just we always do a dinner. Mm-hmm. We always go out for our birthdays. Even if it's not like a big thing, there's not a lot of people. It's us, and we celebrate with us.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important because it's like, I think it's a moment of self-satisfaction as well, but it's a moment of significance and satisfaction with your parents.
Mm.
And when your parents don't kind of validate your successes and your achievements, you look to other places to validate your successes.
Yes.
You know, my parents didn't care, so maybe somebody else will care. Maybe somebody else will give me the time of day.
Mm.
You know, so when you're celebrated in your home, you also learn to celebrate yourself. Mm.
Sure.
You don't need other people to say you've done a good job. You know you did a good job, but your parents are there to back you up.
Yeah.
You know, your family is there to say, wow, we're so proud of you. So, we're very big on celebrations. Everything's an occasion for us. There's always something going on.
Yeah.
My brother just won, brain teasing, and it's on the fridge. I never got it on the fridge. Let me just put it out there.
It was yours.
I never got it on the fridge.
I don't know, file somewhere.
For her son, it's on the fridge.
No, I know the pain of the son's been the apple of the eye.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so it's on the fridge. No comment.
Yeah, but that's the thing. And I think it's so important because you go to other places to seek that validation that you don't get at home.
So you'll be secure when you move into other environments. And maybe you will enter them not seeking something that you don't have, but you'll enter them going, how can I serve in this environment?
And then if we could just speak to how do you actually document these achievements? So whether it be big or small, how do you actually document it? Do you have a journal or,
Yeah, I have a journal.
Okay.
I know you do it on your notes app.
Look at you.
I have a journal that I sit down and I write it. Steve Harvey actually said that you should have a book and write down 300 things that you want and you cross it out. I'm not at 300.
How many are you at?
I think I'm at like 100 or something.
You're getting there.
That's good, yeah.
But it's things that you want, little things. And I think it's so important to document things. When I started working, I wanted a really nice work bag. And I eventually got the work bag and I forgot about the fact that I wanted it. And I was so excited that I got it.
Yeah.
And I went back into my journal and I was like, oh my word,
it actually
this is
happened.
Exactly what I wanted. Mm-mm. It actually happened. Sure. And I think the only way that you can really appreciate the things that you've been given and the things that you've been blessed with and the goodness of God is to remember what you've asked for. To remember the things that you've noted down when you're deep in your sorrows and your tears, the things that you want, the things that you place before God. When they come through, it's important to acknowledge them and give thanks for what God has done and the way that he's moved in your life.
I guess it reminds me of, you know, that story in the Bible which speaks about how 10 were healed and only one came back. So all of those 300 points and then being crossed out is kind of like coming back and saying, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I got the bag.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got the shoes.
Secured
whatever
it,
the case may be, right? Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that.
Just to add to what Kelisha is saying, you know, for you, just to appreciate the small wins of the children is so important. You know, and like I was saying, we celebrate even leap year. Because you say in the next 4 years we don't know where and what. And as much as we'll reprimand, like you've got a D instead of a B, but we also appreciate and celebrate it because you've worked, you've achieved. And I think when you got two, and especially with Kelisha and Israel's age, so when Israel see the things that I do for Kelisha, the way I'll reprimand, he knows as well that that's the standard, you know? And the standard as well is so important because we celebrate your good and your bad.
And what's the significance of that, if you could speak to to the significance of celebrating?
I think success and significance may sound familiar, very familiar, yet they differ greatly. You know, success is sometimes short-term. It can be long-term. But significance is about lasting impact. It's like our mum and Bishop were saying this morning, it's impacting generations to come.
Yeah.
That's what significance is. And leaders often chase success. But true fulfillment lies in pursuing significance. Like leaving a positive legacy. And I think that's what we want for our children. You know, as much as we applaud the successes, and I'm big in pushing my children, but I'm also big on appreciating the significance of small things. You know, you make a small thing and we celebrate it, we see the significance of it. Because that is what we want to do. We want to leave a legacy. Success is immeasurable, yet attainable. But significance as lasting sustainability. And any time God wants to bless you and make you successful, he'll move you out of your comfort zone. So right now, maybe many of us are feeling like we are in the fire with the three Hebrew boys. But trust the process. Trust that God will take us from success to significance. Sure. And when God brings us to that wealthy place of significance, like Kalisha is saying, you know, you've got it written down.
Mm.
And the Lord knows our struggles. And, you know, we share it and we document it.
Mm.
And when he brings you to that place of significance, I always say when the boys came out of the fire, even this, you know, even the ears on the end, it wasn't singed. And that is the power of God.
Mm.
It's like when you come out of the fire and you don't smell of the fire.
Mm.
That is when God is taking us to a place of significance.
Mm. Beautiful. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. Sure. I think that is so beautiful. That I love how you've spoken about these boys and the fire, these men in the fire, right?
It's an example,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and I think that the beautiful thing about that is that Jesus is right there, mm-hmm. and he is just as much as right there for us as he was for them.
Amen.
So we can just rest. We can rest and celebrate that. Ah, Jesus, you did it before. I'm sure you can do it again.
Yes.
It's not a problem for you.
Yeah.
So ladies, thank you so much. We've been empowered today.
Yeah.
And we know and we remember, right, Tess, to celebrate.
Yes, even
the small ways.
Actually, while we're on that, what is the impact if we don't celebrate?
Sure.
You know, whether it be our small or big wins.
Yeah.
Is there an impact if we don't celebrate, especially as a young person?
Mm.
Is there an impact?
Yeah, there is. I think, you know, life can be so monotonous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wake up, go to work, come back. Wake up, go to work, come back. You need to break it up with something, you know.
I
otherwise, you're just working to work
it's a routine,
and die.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be something where you say, no, let's go out. It's a beautiful day. Let's go have a picnic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me treat myself to a pair of shoes because I can. Let me do this because I can. You need to break up the monotony of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I would say.
Any encouragement or words of encouragement from you, Pastor Corgi?
You know, I just want to just touch on self-reflection.
Yeah.
To me, self-reflection is being grateful.
Mm.
And Kalisha will tell you, I'm grateful for everything.
Yes.
I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful for the little things in life.
Mm.
And it's the little things that matters.
Yeah.
It's like sending a message to someone just to say, I'm thinking about you.
I'm the
and
same.
We'll never know the power of it.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, just to say, I'm thinking about you. I'm praying for you at this moment.
Mm.
Because life is challenging.
Yeah.
And as much as we're celebrating the successes, and lots of people have big successes, it's the small battles that really people struggle with.
Mm.
So sometimes just to be there for somebody, just to make a contribution in somebody's life, I think it had so much of value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think to piggyback off that, there's also something very important about celebrating other people's successes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all well and good to celebrate yourself, celebrating other people's successes are so important.
Yeah.
Especially when you're not in the place that you want to be in, when you're not in the place that you expected to be in.
Mm.
Clap for the others while you are in your season of waiting.
Amen.
You know, clap for others while you are not in the place where you thought you were going to be in. When I started this job that I'm in, a week into it, I said, God, you and me, like, we missed the mark on this.
We missed the plot.
We missed the plot entirely. We're not vibing here.
Yeah.
And I really had to remind myself that he's put me in a place for a reason, for a time such as this.
Yeah.
And while you're in that season of difficulty, you have to clap for the other people that are achieving their goals.
Sure. Yeah.
Wow. Mm.
Just to add there, she wanted to give it up the first week.
I don't think I'd make it to the first salary.
And you know, that is where perseverance comes in. And as mothers, we teach them to persevere and to see the bigger picture. Because God's got a plan for your life.
Yeah.
You know, if we throw in the towel at every first problem, you know, we'll never see the bigger picture of our lives. And this is what, you know, we were sitting together and all snotty.
Expose, you gotta expose.
But to teach them the goodness of God and the faithfulness of God.
Well, thank you, ladies. Yeah, I think that was truly inspiring. I think you guys uplifted even me just sitting here to celebrate your small and your big wins. And I think it was, I think in Fast and Furious, it was Vin Diesel that said, whether you win by an inch or a mile, a win is a win. So, so thank you for sharing and for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.